There appears to be division on the front of organized labor regarding the 10-day ultimatum given government to reduce utility tariffs and threats of possible strike. The Ghana Federation of Labor has described the move by TUC as hypocritical and populist. The Secretary General of the Federation, Abraham Kumson, told Radio Ghana that they were not contacted before the ultimatum was issued.
We discussed this increase and we said, okay, then why don't we issue a statement by calling a press conference and then presenting our position to them. So the understanding was that, or the agreement was that, the TVC was going to draft that statement, circulate it around through our mails, so that over the weekend we could all look at it, and then if we have any input, because organized labor is made up of the public sector workers and the manufacturing industry workers. And we all have our own peculiar challenges. So that's why we wanted to do this, so that we can all bring on board what we think could be done to, you know, solve the problem. Then we had nothing. Then Tuesday, this paper was brought and it was read by Ugasam. So what went into it? It came from their own head. But what is unfortunate about this whole thing is that the representation there, whoever was there for the TUC, was not representing himself or even representing TUC. He was supposed to represent organized labor. So periodically or from time to time, this representative should have come back to us, briefed us about what was happening there. We didn't know anything till last week when this announcement was made, before they started making noise. Meanwhile, the PRIC claimed that TUC had been part of the discussions and they have been part of the decision making. So we don't see why they should pretend as if they had no idea about how they ended up with this astronomical increase. That's the problem that we have. And that demonstrates extreme hypocrisy on their part. Now, when it comes to the action that they want to take, I call it populist, because it is easier to whip the sentiment of people to follow you to do certain things without even considering the implications.
The Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Abraham Kumson.
Meanwhile, the African Center for Energy Policy has described the current utility tariff increase as unavoidable. In its view, while there are genuine concerns about citizens' ability to pay, a bigger question should be the ability to provide utility services. Executive Director Mohammed Amin Adams believes that demonstrations are not an antidote to solving Ghana's current energy challenges. Mr. Adams was speaking at a forum on quality of services and utility tariffs by the PURC in Accra. Rebecca Ekwe was at the forum.
The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission's position is that the utility increase is necessary to maintain the financial viability and integrity of utility services and, above all, avert an energy crisis. The African Center for Energy Policy agrees with this assertion and suggests the need to manage the country's energy challenges from a more informed perspective. Mohammed Amin Adam is Executive Director.
The economy of our country has been going through trying times, undermining the purchasing power of consumers. Most people have argued that consumers cannot pay the increased tariffs. However, we should even be more worried about willingness to pay. The willingness to pay principle requires that producers are unable to increase capacity if consumers are not willing to pay for the next additional units of capacity. This has accounted for the low levels of investment in system expansion.
On the automatic adjustment formula for utility tariff increase, Mr. Adam recommends the need to improve on transparency. He challenged the PURC to demonstrate a more effective way at managing this system. The PURC's responsibility is not only limited to certain tariffs, but also in monitoring performance and quality of utility services. Executive Secretary Kwejo Sapong is appealing to the public to make use of its consumer complaints system to address grievances. He also explains factors influencing tariff increases, citing Ghana's gradual switch from hydro to thermal and other forms of energy as a reason for the dramatic price shift.
For provision of quality, they are associated with what we call cost driving. You cannot have the value when you don't have cost to drive it. So that will form a basis. And as we always hear people talking about efficiency and availability, and in terms of quality of service, balancing the interests of the consumer and the utility service providers, and doing critical analysis of the operations.
Meanwhile, consumer rights advocates insist that PURC needs to consider the welfare and economic interest of consumers in fixing tariffs. PURC is obviously confronted with the challenge of how to explain to consumers the need to pay more for their utilities.
Rebecca Akbe reporting.